Well, Isaiah 48 is talking about Judah and in the Old Testament, but I think there's a huge amount here that's absolutely relevant to nominal Christianity today. Let's start in verse 1. Hear this, house of Jacob, you who are called by the name of Israel and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of Yahweh, make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. They call themselves of the holy city, Zion. We are the people of Zion, and rest themselves on the God of Israel. Well, they use the right language. They were very into the culture and using the right terms, but in fact, they were very, very far away from true spirituality. And this is a particular problem, I think, for people who are born into Christian families, to make it your own and not to be a cultural Christian. You read the Sermon on the Mount, it's so radical. It's so personally demanding. You cannot possibly be a cultural Christian. The two things are absolutely set diametrically against each other, because it is a call for personal commitment. And there's no way that you can simply live out Sunday school Christianity, that you can live the faith of your fathers. Well, in Isaiah 44 verse 5, God says he wants to put his name upon his people, but they called themselves by his name. And there's a difference. Because to have God put his name on you, his name is his character, his personality. And if you carry that name, then you are to live by his personality and by his characteristics. Whereas if you are simply using the name, just, oh yeah, we are Yahweh's people, etc. Well, that's a totally different thing. And it's a difference between religion and spirituality. And so often form dominates over content. Form dominates content. And that's what happens with so many people who consider themselves to be Christian. They're very up in arms about, you know, what color you paint the church hall, the colour of the decor inside the hall, and upholding the traditions of our particular church and our statement of faith, and we can't have anything to do with people who think otherwise, and so forth. But that veers towards form. The essential content is of Jesus and our relationship personally with God, and that I shall personally be saved. I shall live forever by his grace. Now, at this time, they were in captivity, and God had told them to return, but they didn't. And within this same chapter, Isaiah 48, you see one of the reasons for that was that they'd actually adopted the idols of Babylon. You see that in the story of Esther, in the book of Esther, rather. You see how Mordecai is a form of Marduk. Esther means star, which was, Marduk was the star god. They were very, very assimilated, and yet they were still very much into the culture of saying, oh, but we are Jews. And so it was. And that's unfortunately what happened when they returned. Those who did return, they actually did shed the idolatry, but although the essence of it remained, and a lot of their theology, a lot of their attitudes. And they simply were culturally Jewish. And yet they had no real relationship with Yahweh as their father. And as Jesus said, it's because you didn't know him. And you didn't know the words of your prophets in the Hebraic sense, to know, to have a relationship with, not to know facts about, but to have a relationship with. It was because of that that they crucified him. And again, 1 Corinthians 2 is pretty clear about this, that because they didn't know him, because they didn't have his spirit, they crucified the Lord of glory. And so he says in verse 3, I have declared the former things from of old. Yes, they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. Suddenly I did them, and they happened. The suddenness could be the suddenness of the decree of Cyrus to return. And yet when it happened, they didn't want to know. They wanted, the vast majority of them stayed in exile because they liked the soft life. And yes, sure, they carried on with their cultural commitment to being Jews, and they never abrogated Yahweh. They never said, we're through with this Yahweh stuff. Never. Absolutely not. And they fought tooth and nail over the pronunciation of the name and saying it was so holy it couldn't be pronounced, but they came to the point that they did not know Yahweh. So he says, I have declared the former things of old. And I think that means more than that God simply had made prophecies that had come true. I think it's saying that the whole of human history, he had explained and his word gave meaning to, but they were simply not perceptive of that because it messed up too much with their own little personal agendas.